Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another exciting broadcast of Deep Coffin and Deep. I'm your host, Jeremy Lopez, and today I want to talk to you for a moment about peace, how peace can override everything, because peace does override everything we're able to ask or think, does it not? And one of the things I've realized in my life is the scripture that says that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Lets us know that, you know, fear should not be in the equation of our sound mind. Fear is the opposite of the sound mind. Sound mind means that we're put together, that mind is fixed upon the destiny, upon the vision God wants for us. It's sound because it's stable, it's secure, it's foundational, and it knows where it needs to be and knows where it needs to be going. And if you look at the reality of that, fear is the opposite. Fear is a tormentor. Fear is it causes things to become fragmented. Fear causes things to become disrupted to where you don't know if you're coming or going. You don't know like what avenue, who to trust, what to trust. You don't know what avenue, have the time to take. And so there's a sense of diversity there, you know, and that's what the enemy loves. The enemy loves when things are in division, not really diverse, but yet diverse in the sense of being fragmented and sort of demented, and sin and tends to move in that area of just, you know, not knowing what to do in situations. And so it sort of brings a division. So it's a diversity within division. And that's worse than anything, is it not? Because once again, that leads you to depression. It leads you to being scared. It leads you to being frustrated, confused. And so the opposite of sound mind is that just that. It's fear. And fear is a tormentor. And so when you look at that, you understand, how on earth do I need to keep that sound mind? What causes me to sort of keep my mind fixed upon the master's use and the master's plan and the master's word? And so that's really where we come to in this broadcast, is understanding that peace is the key to everything. Now, peace, for example, is where the scripture says that God will give you peace that surpasses all of your understanding. Okay? And so if you look at understanding, we understand we're talking about your natural understanding. Now, understanding here in this verse doesn't really have anything to do with what you understand, as opposed to the negative sense of the lack thereof. And so when it talks about that peace, God will give you the peace that will override or surpass or sort of, you know, plow the ground of your understanding, what it's alluding to in the Greek is basically the very thing you're trying to figure out, the lack of understanding. And so whether you understand something or whether you don't understand it, this verse is letting you know either way, and it tends to lean more to the negative of the lack thereof, of what you cannot figure out or wrap your brain around, that God will give you the peace that overrides all that. Now, when we look at the word peace, we look at the word in the Greek, actually, where it talks about wholeness and nothing missing, nothing broken, because peace actually is that word which is nothing missing, nothing broken. And understanding that peace, that God wants us to remain in that place of nothing missing, nothing broken. And once again, that's why even, you know, we hear in Israel, you know, where people greet each other with shalom, because shalom represents nothing missing, nothing broken. It's like they're decreeing and prophesying that over each and every life they come across. So they speak nothing missing, nothing broken over you today. Nothing missing, nothing broken over you as well. And so they're decreeing back and forth wholeness to keep the sound mind, to where in the sound mind of God, we're able to make the right choices. We're able to respond in situations without freaking out and getting in fear and reacting. And we're able to maintain and sustain that whole, fulfilled, well-balanced, calm mind that God desires for us to walk in. And that's where you begin to get strategy and plans and figure things out by moving into that peace. Now, if peace represents and means nothing missing, nothing broken, then we understand that why on earth do we try to figure out things and people we don't wrap our brains around? For example, if we look at a person and say, man, that person is in this lifestyle, or this person has gotten this job, why on earth would this person want to do this for a living? Why on earth is she, you know, getting divorced from her husband? Why is this person want to go into ministry? You know, we could go on and on and on, can we not? Because there's questions all the time within the human mind that always ask why. And the reason why we ask why is simply because of the fact, as pride, we want to be able to know it all. We want to know why this works, how it functions, and why on earth are you doing this? And why are you on earth are you living this way? Because that's what pride does, correct? And so what peace does is peace brings in the opposite, that says you don't have to understand everything. You don't have to wrap your brain around it. In fact, you know what? Faith actually is a substance of things hoping for and the evidence of things you can't lay your eyes on. So faith Faith is when you walk on the water and you leave the how, when, where's, and why's out of the equation, does it not? Faith lets you know, I don't have to know how I do it. I don't even know when and where and all this stuff, because of the fact that faith just says, trust God. Trust God. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways, acknowledge me, and he will direct your path. And so if I get away from my own understanding of why this takes place, why are you like that? And see, that's the problem right now with the church. The church is trying to figure out this community, this lifestyle, this government, this job, this person with what they're doing over here. We're always busybody about everybody else. When the scripture says, first of all, lean not to that understanding. In other words, if you can't figure it out, maybe it's God's will that you don't have to figure it out right now. And here's the catcher, folks. You want to know the truth about of the matter? Maybe it's God saying, it's none of your business. You work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Worry about the plank in your own eye and quit feeling as if your pride or your egotism has to figure out this person or that situation. What if God just says, walk by faith and not by sight? Now, let me ask you a question. Isn't that what Jesus told the woman and many people he prayed over? And he says, your faith has made you whole. And so wholeness came in by trusting by faith and not trying to figure out the formula, not trying to figure out how and when and where and why, but just sort of being still and know that he's God, knowing that, you know what, I'm going to remain and sustain my wholeness, peace of mind, sound mind, by not realizing it doesn't matter about what that person does. It doesn't matter what they're involved in. It doesn't matter, you know, how, when, and where, and why. Because what happens is when I begin to do that, I begin to launch out my judgment. And judgment says, you know, I don't get you. I don't understand you. But wholeness and peace says, I don't have to understand you, but I do have to love you because I want to love you. And love, think about it, love has no boundaries. Love doesn't even care. You remember, many of you will laugh at me when I say this, but remember back in the 80s, and I'm an 80s man, I tell you, I used to love 80s music. But do you remember in the 80s when Tina Turner came out with a song that says, what's love got to do with it? Well, here's the thing. Love has everything to do with it, because love overrides the lack of understanding. Love overrides your pride. Love overrides why you're trying to figure out everything that's none of your business. Love, because here's the reality of it, folks. When you feel as if you just have to wrap your brain around something, then what happens is it takes away that moment, because when you begin to disrupt your brain into becoming fragmented and frustrated and confused of all these questions, then it pulls you from a sound mind. A sound mind may, in fact, the word sound in the Greek means, it literally means safe and protected. That's what it means. God will give you a safe and protected mind. And so when you move out of safety and you move out of protection, how? You move out of it by getting frustrated, judging the person, trying to figure out what they're, you know, why they do so like this and why they do it like that. And so you move out of God protecting your mind. You move out of your safety zone. You move out into fear. You move out into all this stuff. But see, here's what faith does. Faith overrides all of that. Faith overrides the fear, the having to figure out because of pride, making and forcing yourself frustration because something's wrong with them. And here's why I say this to us. It's because, especially as charismatics, we are notorious for getting the extremities, are we not? Think about it. The extremities of, if I'm right, you've got to be wrong. God is hot and cold, black and white, and somebody's got to be right and somebody's got to be wrong. But we never stop and look at maturity and responsibility that says, what if we've all missed it? Because everyone's fallen short of the glory of God. No one's perfect. No one's reached their utopia in God where God says, well done, thy perfect servant. You are perfect now. No. We're all working out our salvation, fear, and trembling. And so if you come across someone who is in the world as a Christian, you know, Baptists do it to Methodists, Methodists do it to Charismatics, Charismatics do it to Catholics. I mean, we all are trying to understand, or basically not even a lack of understanding, but it's more of we want to stay in fear and frustration that if I can't figure you out, that means you've got to be wrong. Because what we're saying is my theology and my way of thinking, it's right. I mean, I know what God does. I know what God loves. likes. I know the Bible, and yet you want so bad to say to those type of people who feel as if they know it, you want so bad to say, what about the other millions of Christians out in the world who are seekers, reading the Word of God, doing the best to please God? So out of millions of people, you're the one that got it right. Cha-ching, you did good. You win the prize. And everyone else got it wrong. No, because every one of us are right and every one of us are wrong. And when you look at someone, whether they're in the world or whether they're in the church, and you just feel as if that fear creeps in to say, I don't understand you, therefore, and you sentence them in your judgment to say, you're wrong. You're wrong because you don't measure up to my theology. You don't measure up to what I feel the Bible says is right. You don't measure up to my way of thinking because how I see the Bible. Folks, you're going to see the Bible according to your own perception. And let's just face it, folks, where our perception stinks. Because your perception and my perception, everyone's perception, is based on our culture, how we were raised, the good, the bad, the positive, the negative, God, the enemy, everything in your life formulated what you begin to empower yourself with of your own definition, how you define and how you see things. Think about it, folks. I mean, you could take a Baptist, for example, and they could say, you know, I can prove it to you in the scriptures that speaking in tongues is not for today. And they can say, because this passed away and this doesn't. And they can bring their argument, can they not? They can bring their argument to say, this is why it no longer exists. And they can believe it. Now, are they pulling something out of the air? No, they can show proof of the Bible. But then you have us as charismatics who say, no, we can prove it that you do speak in tongues. We can prove that it still is for today. And we can pull in scripture. Now, the reality of it is, as once again, as prideful people that we can be in the body of Christ, we come to the revelation that one has to be right and one has to be wrong. But in essence, what if we're all on a journey to our own leaning, not to our understanding, trying to figure out God's understanding? And what if we're all on a journey to where, what if we've all both been at that place where we're seeing just a little bit of glimpse of the truth? And so both of us hold a glimpse of the truth, but not the fullness of the truth. And so instead of working out our own salvation, fear and trembling, come into agreement that maybe we just don't understand one another, and just walking in peace and saying, it doesn't matter. The main thing is, as a Christian, we're brothers and sisters in Christ. And yet let love and peace and keep a sound mind and we move on. Or someone in the world. Why can't we look at someone in the world and say, you know what? You claim to be a Christian, but you claim to be this. You claim this is right. You claim this lifestyle. And you say you've got evidence and proof and blah, 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 blah. You know, or you got this divorce from your wife, your husband, and yet the Bible says this, and yet you never realize you were never in their bed with them. You never were in their house day to day. So how do you really know which one was the good spouse and which one was the bad spouse? You know, it's almost like that TV show that came out, The Good Wife. You know, it's like that thing of, you know, if you don't live with them, how on earth and experience what they experience, how on earth do you actually know? You're going to believe, and here's the thing, your perception is going to be based on hearing the story and coming up with your own conclusion of what you feel one is right and one is wrong. That's why in court cases they have what? They have the jury. The jury tries their best to decide between the same conversations that all of them are hearing between two different parties, for example, you know, and guess what? You still come out with some saying, I believe her, and then some come out saying, no, I believe him. And yet, guess what? They all heard the exact same story because our minds are so amazing that it begins to formulate what we feel is the truth based on what? Based on how we were grown up, how we were raised, how we view women, how we view men, how we view divorces. Maybe if your parents got divorced, you're going to frown upon it more. And you're going to think all divorce is wrong. And so you'll tell everybody to never, never divorce ever. But yet in a situation where maybe a woman's being beaten up, what happens? You will automatically say, you know, a part of you not really understanding the fullness will say, divorce is wrong. Divorce is wrong. Why? Because your perception is you went through it personally with someone else based on that person being bad and the other one being good. And so you will basically, because we all do this, you'll basically carry over the judgment into the other party's situation. Where someone else on the jury must say have never gotten divorced, or maybe let's say, for example, they've seen maybe their best friend divorce, and yet it was biblically okay because of this situation. Maybe he cheated on her or whatever. And they might have a different perspective to say, hey, you know what? I see her as being right. And so you got to realize, folks, our truths are based on our perception. And we always go back back to say, no, we base it on the Holy Spirit. Well, the Holy Spirit's telling each of us all different stories if that's the case. The Holy Spirit doesn't know what he's talking about if he's telling everybody the different stories. You see what I'm saying? And yet we know the Holy Spirit is always, he's the perfect truth, the perfect Spirit, you know, sent from God. And so the Holy Spirit does not mess up. And if he doesn't, and he spreads across the truth of God, then folks, the bottom line is, we're the people that are fragmented in mind. We're the people that come through a fragmented life, building our own perception, seeing a different side that other people might not see. And so when we look at that, we realize if we want peace that will override everything in our lives, and if we want to keep the sound mind God desires for us to have, then guess what it does? It's a tool, and it's a weapon, and it's a safety for us to say, I don't have to really understand why you're doing this. I don't have to understand your lifestyle. I don't have to understand why you want to be this and an attorney in life. I don't have to understand, you know, my neighbor's belief. I don't have to understand. And what you do is you relinquish your pride. You throw out your judgment. You throw out, you know, your egotism. You throw all that out, and guess what you keep? You remain in peace. You remain whole in mind. You remain sound mind, and you release the greatest thing at that moment to say, the only thing I'm releasing is my faith to know that my love for you will never change. And you know what you do? You become a better witness. You begin to give the best example to them, because everybody in the world knows that Christians are always going to be right. Let's just face it. Everybody in the world is going to believe. And let's look at that just for a moment, can we? Let's look at the reality of this. What if, let's say for example, and how many of you, of course, everybody listening to a broadcast are probably, I'm going to assume, are Christian people. How many of you look at Muslims and say, oh my gosh, they're wrong. They're totally wrong. They're this. They're dangerous. Some believe they're dangerous. Some believe they're great people in it, and there's an extremist of terrorism. Some believe that, you know, Buddhists are wrong. Some believe, and so what do? We project automatically on other people that they're automatically wrong because we don't understand them. We've never walked their road. We've never been born into a culture that is 100% Muslim or 100% Buddhist. And so automatically, what do? They're wrong and we're right. But your right is based on your own culture and how you're raised. And praise God that the Holy Spirit broke through some of this and began to say, hey, you know what? I'm actually here. I exist. I'm the real God. You see what I'm saying? And so we have to begin to look at the whole big broad picture to realize that there will always be people that you and I will perceive to be wrong. And we could say, but Jeremy, we know that the scripture says this, and yet we know they are wrong in this situation. And you know what? I would say, you're right. We will always see scripture to feel and know that it is right. And yet here's where we miss it. We miss it in translation, folks. Me and you, no matter if I've been a Bible scholar all my life, if I'm a prophet of God and all this other stuff, and I've been in ministry for 25 years, which I have, all the above, but it doesn't guarantee my perception is correct, or my definitions, or my thinking everything is correct. None of that is going to be based on the kingdom truth. It's going to be based on my own truth of how I see things. And so if you look at that, you realize that, you know what, Jeremy, no matter how much you know and how much you feel that you are, that someone is against maybe a certain scriptures of how you perceive it and how you see it, and yet you get another strong Christian over here who's been in ministry for just as long, been studied Bible school, and can see the exact same scripture in a totally different light. And yet we can go, what is wrong with you? Can you not see it? And the other party goes, what's wrong with you? Can you not see it? It's right here. And guess what, folks? You realize just how ignorant we can all be. And we move out of a sound mind. Why? Because we are forcing one another to see my point. Why? Because we have a lack of understanding, which brings forth fear, frustration, confusion. And so our argument turns into what? The enemy's campground. And he's got strife and every evil work going on because our pride says, I've got to prove to you I'm right. And you have a lack of understanding. No, you have a lack of understanding. And we go back and forth. And so what God says to do is this, is what? Is look, folks, grow up into maturity, put away childish things, and realize your understanding or lack thereof is not always perfect. And so because of that, here's what you do in the mind of Christ. You learn to have a sound mind. You learn to agree to disagree. You have faith to know that, you know what, I don't have to understand your way of thinking. I don't have to understand where you come from. I don't understand why you are the way you are. But I'll tell you what I will do. I will move in my life with an amazing, protected, sound, peaceful, calm mind because I'm going to remain in wholeness. And what I'm going to do is walk by faith, which I'm called to do anyway. Why do you think God's called us to walk in faith? Because faith lets us know we don't have to know everything. We don't have to know how it's going to happen, what steps God's going to give us to make it happen. Faith just says, just trust God and just do what you're called to do. And faith just says this. Faith says, you are just called to love them and really genuinely love them and respect them where they are and why they are, and you just be the light, the beacon of light that you are, to best of your ability of what you perceive and you feel in your heart is the truth of God, then if it's truly set you free, and here's the key, folks, if that truth has truly set you free, then let your light, the Bible says, let your light so shine forth. And if you let your light shine forth of the truth that you feel has set you truly free, and if that truth is really the ultimate truth, then you know what? You don't have to say anything. Your light will come forth and shine forth and blind those who are in darkness and let them see the God in you. And guess what the Bible says? Show us the Father and that will suffice us. Automatically they will see the Father's light in you and they'll say, you know what? Hey, I want to know more about that. And that's how you know that maybe you're on the right path and maybe your beliefs are not so bad and maybe what you believe could possibly be a lot more of the truth because it's letting people see that powerful truth in you. And that's where we remain peaceful, folks. Peace is an amazing weapon. It's an amazing tool. It's an honorable thing that God has given us to say, look, override, bypass everything you're not getting and you're understanding. It doesn't matter. Let me do my job through you by loving that person. And maybe, just maybe, it could be, folks, maybe that person has been presented in your life to maybe teach you something or maybe show you something about yourself you didn't know, or maybe they're going to teach you something about themselves that you didn't know. So see, you never know. And what I always tell people is this, people are coming to your life for many reasons. And sometimes we write off people to say they're sinful, they're wrong, they're evil, they're bad, I don't get them. And a lot of times God will actually bring them to your life for you to be able to see something about yourself or the situation you've never seen before. And if you want to grow, I would say welcome your opportunity because it's in your life for a reason. And if God sent somebody in your life, guess what? It's got to be for a reason. It's not always because you got to teach them because you're right. You're the man of God. You're the woman of God. It could possibly be maybe God is saying, you know what? I really need to deal with your character. I really need to deal with that pride in you. I need to deal with that attitude you have. And this person in your life will challenge you enough. And if you're mature enough and see that, you'll recognize, you know what? Maybe God is trying to show me something through all of this. And that, my friend, is where we've truly become sons of the Almighty God, sons and daughters of God, finally bypassing our understanding, walking in the Prince of what? Peace. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our broadcast today. I really do. And I want to encourage you and challenge you. I know many of you are listening through our broadcast actually from our website, identitynetwork.net. And I would recommend those who are actually on our website right now listening to this broadcast on our website. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to click on the picture of me. It's a picture of me. It says Deep Cough Unto Deep. It's going to be that little black picture of me. And you can see Deep Cough Unto Deep. Click on the picture right there. When you click on the picture, what will happen? It'll automatically open up another window of actually what we call Podbean. Podbean is where my broadcast comes from. And the moment you click on it, it'll pop that page up and you'll see the broadcast again, and you'll see these buttons on the right-hand side that says follow or share. Please do me a favor. Click that button that says follow, and that way you guys are following this broadcast, and when you do that, what will happen is every time that I get a brand new broadcast that comes out that should be every week, what will happen is you'll automatically get a notice letting you know that I've got a new broadcast, and it'll let you know by one, meaning one broadcast, or two, meaning two broadcasts. It'll let you know how many broadcasts now that you've missed, and you need to go back and listen to it. And so if you want to be a follower of this broadcast, I would encourage you to do that. Please just click the follow and sign up, and we would love to see you be a part of this amazing broadcast. And hopefully by faith we can say something that will sort of jettison you into your call, your destiny, or maybe heal you, or maybe bring some liberty or some freedom to you today. Don't forget to check out our website for those of you who are not familiar with identitynetwork.net. Check us out. We have books. I have 27 books out. I have 9 courses sources so far that you can take from the prophetic to things of the mind to things financially. And I would encourage you, and if you also need to say, hey, you know what, Jeremy, I really need something fresh today. I need something revelatory. I need something that'll charge me up. Well, you've tuned into the right broadcast. I would encourage you to call the office and just say, hey, you know what? I just heard Jeremy on the broadcast of Deep, Coffin Deep. Or maybe I've just heard Jeremy on, you know, the webpage, identitynetwork.net. And I just really want to get something that's really just going to be uplifting to me. What is something revelatory? And let them just sort of recommend something to you. They'll prophetically, they'll actually just get an idea, or maybe they'll come ask me, and I'll just sort of, you know, ask the Lord real quick, you know, what will be good for this person. And we'd love to be able to help you. And I want to be able to listen to the voice of the Lord for you and help you out, to where you can be able to be that champion, that warrior, and have an idea of what it is God's called you to do in your life. All right. The number at the office is 205-362-7133. That's 205-362-7133. And like I said, when you call, just say, you know, hey, I listen to the broadcast. Let us know. I would love to hear from you, to hear that you are enjoying our broadcast. That would mean the world to me. We have thousands of listeners worldwide, and I'll tell you, I love when I hear from people that says, thank you, keep up the good work. I love your broadcast. And actually tell us which one you like. That would mean the world to us. And once again, if you need recommendations of product or books, hey, we are the people. We have thousands and thousands of books, teaching CDs, ebooks. We have a lot of things on our website that we add to daily. And so stay tuned, because you're going to get a lot of new stuff all the time on our website. We're always changing, adding, and just growing. So let us know. God bless you. And until our next broadcast, just keep on keeping on with what God's given you. And let God begin to show you and overshadow you with His presence. God bless.